The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And live from Marion High School, it is Girls MAC Conference Basketball coming your way right here on KGYM, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. As we've got a biggie for you tonight, as it will be the center pointer band of Stormin Pointers, rated number 5 in the state in Class 4A, taking on the 4A's number one team, the Marion Indians. Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozer here from Marion High School as we get ready for this one, and a lot on the line as far as these two teams are concerned. Steve, you've got really this game coming down to the division championship as far as the WAMAC Conference is concerned. Marion right now, they've got a one-game lead on CPU. Marion 10-0, center pointer Banna 9-1, that by virtue of the outcome of the first game over in center point when Marion pulled away late to win it 52-35. And if Marion wins, more than likely they're going to be the outright champion. The CPU wins, looks like they'll share it for the second straight year.
Well, looking at both their schedules too, Scott, I agree. If center point wins, I think you're going to have a tie all the way out. I think if Marion wins tonight, I think they're going to have a tie for the way out. So, yeah, you got 16-0 Marion, 15-2 center point. And by the way, center points, two losses, Marion, Grinnell, who's ranked number three. So it's center points had a fantastic year. And so, yeah, this should be a dandy.
Should be a very, very good game, and maybe one of the top ones, if not the top one, in the state of Iowa coming up tonight. Talent galore all over the place for both of these teams. Of course, for Marion, Chloe Rice, headed to St. Louis University next year. Kayla Lauby already committed to the University of Northern Iowa. You've got as well Caitlin Smith, who's going to play volleyball at Drake, and a lot of talent up and down the line for a team that can go 10 or 11 deep. Same thing for CPU, though. They can go about 10 deep as well. Allison Woolridge going to be playing for Drake next year, 10.5 points a game, the state cross-country champion. Adriana Catcher out there as well. Lamia Sisk running things at the point for the CPU team. And, boy, it's going to be a lot of fun here in this one.
This is going to be great. You know, and talking to both coaches, too, you know, with Coach Lobby, he said, you got a tough game tonight. He said, what's the key for you? And he said, for us, we got to run through our offense. He said, the last few games, they've gotten good, quick looks. So they're not able to run through their offense. He said, we're not going to get good, quick looks. So he said, I'm really concerned a little bit about if we can run through. If the first option's not there, will we run the option to get through 3 and 4? And he said, you know, and obviously they got to slow down Woolridge and Catcher. And you know, I'm talking to, center point coach, Clint, he said, you know, same thing. We got to control Temple. And he said, we got to communicate on defense. And he's right, because you have four people communicating who one doesn't. Against this Marion team, that one will make it and shoot it. And they're just a very talented team where you have to communicate. And he said transition defense will be the key.
These two teams, of course, met earlier this season up in center point and won the prettiest game for about 2.5 quarters. Marion was the first one to really get hot. And both teams were in a little bit of foul trouble in that particular ball game as well. And Marion, like we said, ended up winning that one 52-35. But we'll see what happens here in round number two as these two teams go at it. Our high school basketball coverage presented by First Federal Credit Union, as always. And a big thanks to everybody at all three locations. A big thanks to Dan Hillers and Tom Chalstrom as well. And you can check them out online. We encourage you to do so at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com. Stop by one of their three locations, downtown, Hiawatha, or at Westdale Mall. Coming your way on the Wendy's pregame show here tonight. And not only you've got the division championship on the line, I think, in this one here, Steve, but also you look down the line, you're not going to take for granted you're going to get down the state. But if you do, they go straight off of rankings for the seedings. And, yeah, they're going to meet twice. And right now, CPU at number 5, Marion at number 1. There's a possibility there could be a third rematch down the line.
Yeah, absolutely there's a possibility. And that's why this game is big. That just changes things. I don't think it'll, my personal opinion, I don't think it's going to bump Marion from the top spot, but who knows. But I think that is going to be big. So, and both of it's going to be big. Their schedules are a little bit coming down the stretch. They know tonight's the big game, and after that, their schedule isn't as challenging. But for Center Point, they got Waverly Shell Rock. So they're in there 4A, and I think they're ranked 12th. So that'll give them a little bit going to the tournament where Mary may not have that. But I absolutely agree. I think this team could meet again.
Another thing to remember as far as these two teams are concerned is very rarely this year have they had to play their starters basically beyond the first couple minutes of the third quarter. They're going to have to go tonight for four quarters.
You know, and that is different. And if you look at their scoring averages too, the third and fourth quarter are much low score because they're subbing already. And they're putting in people because the game's already out of reach. So this is like, you know, Coach Lavi said, we have to run our offense tonight all the way through. You got two high quality teams, and I think it's going to be a game of runs, and it's going to be a game of transition defense, and who's going to make sure they communicate and stop the tempo, and that's something that Center Point's got to be nervous about, is having being able to set the tempo a little bit.
Going to have a big crowd tonight too, bigger than what these girls will play in front of usually throughout the campaign. And a good turnout in the Marion community, and a lot of folks from Center Point and Urbana coming down here as well. And, you know, it kind of ratchets up the butterflies a little bit. These two teams have been through it. They've been down the state the last few years, and nothing's really going to faze them any. But still, to finally, in the conference, play that rematch, play that second game after having so many one-sided contests, you know, the butterfly's got to be going a little bit.
Well, when you look at the schedule, you can't tell me both teams didn't circle Center Point and Marion, because it's been such a great rivalry and a great match. And, you know, I was talking to Ann Woolridge. I'm a friend of Woolridge's mom, Josh. She worked at Prairie a long time ago. We went to college together. And she said a Woolridge hasn't won in Marion yet. And so she said, tonight we'd like to see a Woolridge get a victory at Marion tonight. So that tells you, this gym is tough, and it's really a good home court advantage. You got the seats on each end, which you don't see in any gyms. And I just love this gym. I think it's the best gym in the metro for a home crowd and a home team advantage.
Both these teams like to get up and down. Marion a little bit more, 68.6 points per game. The Indians are averaging to just short of 60 for Center Point. Urbana very close as far as shooting percentages are concerned. Marion likes to shoot the three much more. 25 three-point attempts per game for the Indians, and they're shooting it at 37%. And I got to think for CPU, try to get it inside a little bit more, maybe try to get Marion into foul trouble, and that's Allison Woolridge who's going to have the job of trying to get that accomplished. But Marion can throw three centers at Allison Woolridge if they try to get her inside tonight.
They can, and they can throw fouls at him too.
15 fouls.
Yeah, absolutely. They can throw fouls at him. So that's going to be a big deal tonight. And, you know, Marion's got the depth to do that. Center Point's got the depth, but Woolridge is the key. And that's who they need to stop, and obviously catcher too. But, you know, that's going to be – they can give up fouls on her, make it very difficult for her in the lane. I'll be interested to see – how Corby wants to defend her, if it'll be straight up or double down from the guard court.
And either one of these teams gets an advantage and has a lead going down late, it's going to be tough for the opposition to catch them, because they both shoot free throws very, very well. Marion at 72% and Center Point Urbana at about 70%. So that's going to be one of the keys to the game as well. And maybe defense. Both these teams, Marion with 264, they average 10 steals a game. And CPU averages 11 steals a game. You got to take care of the basketball.
You have to take. And Marion's only averaging 9 turnovers, Scott. I mean, that's amazing to be under 10 turnovers in this league, too. And the other thing both teams do well is they share the basketball. I mean, Marion's averaged about 18 assists, and Center Point's averaging 16. I mean, you don't see that very often. So it's a team that shares, so it makes both teams deadly to guard, because they share the basketball so well. They don't have to rely on that one player.
And firepower coming off the bench for both teams. You got Marion bringing Riley right off the bench, averaging 8.5 points a game. Leah Van Welden at 6.3 points. Ella Van Welden there at about 5. Sophie Ouellette coming off at about 4. And then you've got for Center Point Urbana, Carly Milliken at about 6 points per game. Sydney Bavers at about 4. Riley Clark coming in. Reagan Dufault playing her terrific defense. So I think the bench is going to be a pretty big factor tonight.
Well, and I think not so much a surprise, you know, and but Riley Wright, the freshman. I mean, you've seen how much she's gotten better just this freshman year, how much she's improved her game. So that's really added to this Marion team off the bench, is have somebody like Riley come in. Her sister Randy does a great job in the middle, but you got Riley can do some other things as well. So that's been a really big help for Marion.
Marion and center point Urbana going at it here tonight for basically the WOMAC Conference Western Division title here tonight. Glad to have you aboard here at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Let's go ahead and, first of all, before we give you the starting lineups, let's tell you what else is happening tonight in the WOMAC Conference. In the WOMAC, on the West Division side, South Tama is at Clear Creek Mana tonight. It is Vint Shelsberg at Independence. Vint Community is down in Williamsburg tonight. Also, Central DeWitt is at Maquoketa. Solon is at Beckman. Western Dubuque goes to Anamosa, and Mount Vernon will be at West Delaware. So those are the other games going on tonight. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups there, brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. First of all, for the visiting center pointer, Banna Storm and Pointers, 15-2 on the year, 9-1 in the WOMAC West. And right now, rated number 5 in the state in Class 4A. At a forward, it'll be number 4, Adriana Catcher, the cross-country champion, 5'11", and a sophomore, leads CPU in scoring at 11 points a game, 4.1 rebounds, and 2.5 steals per contest. Also at a forward, it'll be number 34, Allison Woldridge, 6'1", senior, 4-year player, headed to Drake next year, 10.4 points a ball game, 7 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. The center is Callan Fox, number 44, 5'11 junior, averaging just under 9 points and just under 4 boards a game. And the guards at the point, it'll be number 23, Lamia Sisk, 5'7 senior. Sisk at 4.5 points per ball game, but also 3 assists per contest. And the other guard will be number 25, Olivia Brecht, at 5'6 and a senior, 8.6 points per game. Leads CPU at 33 threes, and she shoots 45%. From beyond the arch for Breck. The head coach for center point Urbana is Philip Klett, assisted by Doug Arnold and Andy Woldridge. Now the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for the Marion Indians. 16-0 in the year, 10-0 in the WOMAC West, number 1 in the state in 4A basketball. For the Indians, they will go with the 3-guard lineup. At one guard, it'll be number 24, Kay Balabi, the 13.6 points per game, shooting 38% from beyond the arc. Also, for Lauby, pulling down about 2.5 rebounds a game. The other two guards, number 4, Chloe Rice, 5'10 and a senior. And Rice headed to St. Louis University next year. And Rice averaging 9.8 points per ball game, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals. Also at a guard, it'll be number 5, Caitlin Smith, 5'10 and a senior. Caitlin Smith averaging 5.2 a game. She's headed to Drake next year to play volleyball. And the forwards, it'll be number 21, Mia Lauby, 5'9 and a senior. Lauby averaging 7.6 points per ball game. And also at forward, it'll be number 10, Randy Wright, 6'1 and a junior. And she averages 5.4 points a game. The head coach for the Marion Indians is Corby Lauby, assisted by Pete Messerly, Josh Claypool, and Dave Messerly. CPU in their traveling gold uniforms with the black outline numbers and the double black striping down the sides, with CPU on the front, and Marion in their home whites with the red numbers and letters trimmed in gold. Marion across the front, the red colored shoulders and the red striping down the side of the shorts. We are set to go. We'll get our lineup here. A few keys here real quick, Steve. You want to point them out.
Yeah, well, for center point, it's going to be tempo. They want to slow the tempo down a little bit. He said, yeah, we can run with them in spots, but we can't do it full time. And for Marion, it's going to be starting off, getting a good first quarter in.
And right now, we will honor America with our national anthem here at Marion. Thank you. National Anthem in the books, ready to go. Great crowd on hand.
Yeah, it was fantastic, and it's all the way around, which is great. You got about under both baskets, and nice to see the student section out too tonight.
CPU will bring out their starting lineup. Catcher, Woldridge, Fox, Sisk, and Brecht. And for Marion, the Laubies, Randy Wright, Caitlin Smith, and Chloe Rice, as we are set to go here from Marion here tonight with the division title on the line here in this one. Both teams coming out after some last-minute instructions. Going to be Allison Woldridge to tip it up at 6-1 against Randy Wright at 6-1. And we are set for what should be a heck of a ball game. Crowd in place. And the ball in the air, and the tip controlled by the Storm at Pointers, and we're underway. As CPU will go to the bucket to our right. Marion will play mainly man-to-man. We'll see some 1-3-1 there as well. Fox driving, cut off by Randy Wright. Gets it out to Olivia Breck. Holds it right of the circle. And it's going to be Caitlin Smith on her. Sis going to be guarded by Rice. And it's going to be Mia Lauby on Woolridge to start things off here.
I like that matchup right away. You got a heady player in Mia.
Inside, posting up. Catcher had it knocked away from behind and stolen away. Good defense there by the Indians. And now they'll go to the bucket to our right. And CPU also in a man-to-man. Top of the key, we're going over to Mia Lauby. Comes off a ball screen set by her sister. The ball tipped into the backcourt. Lauby will keep it, but catcher nearly comes up with a steal. Tipped it out of bounds. It'll stay Marion ball.
Well, and right there, that could have been a layup too right there. So that was, Mia was a little lucky there and just kind of lost sight of, she was that vision out, but Garrell got her hand in there.
And Adriana Catcher, terrific defender. Gabe Lauby on the drive all the way in. Takes it up strong. It got fouled. Baked the three, went down the lane, and we'll have two free throws.
Well, and they spread them out, too. Marion spread them out, went five out on that set, and that spread them out where she could attack the lane.
Adriana Catcher will pick up the foul. That'll be her first, team's first, and a 77% foul shooter to the line, and Kayla Lauby comes up short on the first one. She'll have one more here, trying to put Marion on the board. Free throw up and through. No Indian pressure, at least in the full court.
No, I think you're going to see pressure in spots tonight from both teams. I think they're just going to pick their time.
Sisk over to catcher. Holds it outside the arc right way. They play catch with it. They dump it inside. Woldridge trying to get free. Fumbled it for a moment. Now picks it back up. Lobs it inside to Sisk. A little turnaround block by Rice. And Kayla Lauby comes away with it. Indians on the run. Diagonal pass up court to Randy Wright. She bottled it for a moment. And the Indians will get into the offense with a 1-0 lead. Mia Lauby going one-on-one. Starts to drive in. Cut off by Fox. Tried to kick it back outside. The ball goes into the backcourt. And it's going to be a violation on Marion.
Yeah, it's one of those. Mia thought our teammate was going to be there. And she wasn't in the spot she thought. And quick turnover.
So center pointer Banna will inbound. So far, the tempo more toward CPU's favor.
Absolutely right now.
Sisk picks it up way out front, bounces it to Fox. Callan Fox, isolated left side, now drives in on right, stops, puts up the floater, no. Rebound back tap by Sisk. Going to go into the hands of Cable Albee. One on three, now two on three. Leaves it cross court, Mia Lauby. Jumper up short, no good, but chases down her own board. And it'll be Marion to have another shot at it here.
And you can't give Marion two shots at it.
Rice to right for three. Back iron no, and Woldridge the board. She'll bring it up with a right-hand dribble. Little crossover, drives in, hangs, puts it up, and scores.
Oh, tough shot, too. She went left side and finished it right-handed.
Allison Woldridge with two, and the pointers on the board. It's 2-1 CPU. Smith to Randy Wright, top of the key. She'll study the three, puts it up, no, off the right side of the iron, and another Woldridge rebound. All gold underneath, and Woldridge going one-on-one, driving, gets a double team, out to Fox for three, back iron, no. Weak side board, tipped, out of bounds. Officials will deliberate, and it will go to Marion. looked at each other a couple times.
They did. I don't think they either one had the right answer.
But they will give it to Marion. 2-1, CPU lead. Lauby brings the dribble back. Yo-yos it there, right of the circle. Over to Chloe Rice. Takes it above the free throw line. They reverse it to Lauby. Kava hooks the pass up top. Randy Wright on the drive. Takes it in on Woolrich. And it blocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Allison Woolrich.
Yeah, very good defense by Woolrich. And they're trying to spread them out, too. Marion's trying to spread them out and try to get some lanes to look through. And a good defense on for Woolrich.
And now Riley Wright will come in, the freshman. They'll inbound to Randy Wright. Posting up on the block near side. Little follow away right-handed floater. No. And the rebound to Woolrich again. And she's already got three. Woolrich going coast to coast on the drive. Layup, no, but drew the foul. And they're not real, as the foul is going to go against Randy Wright. That'll be her first, but not a big secret what CPU's trying to do here.
No, absolutely. They're going to find Woolrich and attack the basket. But they've got a lot of good movement. They've got people running through the lane, and they want her to dive the lane and get some easy looks.
Free throw good. Allison Woolrich is 75% foul shooter. And she'll have one more. Bounces it, puts it up. No good on the line drive, and the rebound comes out of there to Marion. Lead pass ahead, Riley Wright, 2-on-2. Goes through traffic, and the layup good with the left hand as Fox tried to draw the charge. 4-3, or make it 3-3, I beg your pardon. As we are tied, and now we got a foul spotted on the far side. Going to go against Marion. That's going to be the second on Randy Wright. And quickly, Ella Van Welden will come in. Another freshman. 6-foot freshman. Riley Wright, a 5'10 freshman in there.
And they called her for hooking. They tried to get both hands went around the waist, and they called her for hooking.
Give and go underneath the Fox. Little turnaround from the left block is good on the high-low assist from Woolridge.
Great little called play there. High-low, step in.
5-3 lead for center point Urbana. Van Welden, far side, works it to Riley Wright. Starts to drive on Lamia assist. Kicks it over to Lauby. Lauby up top, almost slipped with it. Kicks it to big sister Mia.
Oh, fakes. Nice fake.
Drives in, had it blocked, but a foul called. And if that's catcher, that's her second.
I think it is on catcher. Yep.
So each team with the key player with two fouls. And Mia Lauby to the free throw line for Marion.
Boy, Mia made a nice head fake and got her girl leaning right, and it went right at the lane and left side.
Free throw on the way. Curls out, no good. 67% shooter. Sydney Babers will come in for center point Urbana. 5'7 senior. One more upcoming. Mia Lauby up good. Switched it through.
A little full court pressure.
Little man pressure. They'll throw over the top to Sis. She'll bring it up on the run. 3-on-2. Sis takes it right of the lane and kicks it back out to Fox. High dribble. Almost lost it. Picked it back up. And they throw it away. Return pass too tall for Sis. Can out of bounds.
That was a good defensive stance there for Marion, too. And Sis made a nice job not to force anything, but ended up being a turnover.
5-4 lead for the Stormont Pointers. Rice angles her way across the timeline. Hands it off to Lauby up top as they work the weave. Riley Wright over to Kava Lauby. Fakes, drives in all the way. Layup won't go, though, too strong. Rebound Woolrich. Lead pass ahead to Breck. Beats everybody back, and the layup is good.
Well, and right there, center point has controlled the tempo so far, Scott, of this half. They're playing exactly how they were hoping to play.
7-4 lead for the Stormont Pointers. Lauby off the clear out. Takes the free throw line. Kick out to Rice for three. No good. And the rebound to Woolrich. Another long outlet pass. And this one too tall for Breck. And it'll go out of bounds.
I always told my kids, make mistakes being aggressive. She threw the ball up. Thought she had something. That's a good aggressive. Right now, center point has 5 rebounds. And Woolrich has all 5.
Coming in for center point Urbana, Reagan Dufault. 5'8 senior, very good defender. Leah Van Welden in the game for Marion. Here's Riley Wright for three and going for the save off the miss. Marion, and they get it out to.
You give Marion two shots, they're going to beat you.
tied at 7. And again, off the clear out, a hold going to be called on Marion. They're going to get on Leah Van Walden.
Anytime you extend the hands, they really put an emphasis on that.
Third team foul on Marion. Woolridge gets over the left side. Step back jumper on the way, no good. And the rebound out of there to the Indians off the Madison Wilson miss. Wilson in for the first time. A 5'5 junior. Shot on the way, no, and they fight for it out of bounds. Ooh, and Leah Van Walden goes tumbling into the
looks
chairs.
Looks like she got a little shove in there.
Looks to be okay, though. And it'll be center pointer band of ball.
Everybody came back unscathed.
That's what you like to see.
Yeah, it is. That was good hustle by both gals.
7-7 ball game, 2:10 to play. Sophie Ouellette will get ready to come into the Marion lineup. Couple head and shoulder fakes in the near side corner. Now circles left, takes it right free throw line. Behind the back with it. Bounces it back to Bavers. Drives off the screen, cross court pass to Woolridge for three. No, too strong, but the offensive board to center point Urbana. Wilson had it knocked away, and they'll reset it here. Low scoring game, minute 40 to play. Again, the clear out, ball tipped away, but CPU gets it back. Woolridge goes up strong in the lane. It'll count a foul on the bank shot.
Yeah, you know what? Strong move, Scott. And we've seen her last year. You're just seeing a stronger Woolridge, too. She is so aggressive and strong to the basketball.
Riley Wright will get the foul. As Rice will come out, Ouellette will come in. Brecht will come out for center point Urbana. And Allison Woolridge has been the difference so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Just offensive, how aggressive she is, and defensive, hitting the boards.
Four for Woolridge. And it's 10-7 CPU. Riley right off the clear out. On the drive all the way in. Charging foul on Marion. And that is two now on Riley Wright.
Yep, that's did a nice job. You kind of see it coming, and you don't see enough charges taken. That's a good job by center point.
And there was, I don't think there was any doubt about it.
No, she was. That was a charge from about 2 feet before it hit.
Carly Milliken, the 5'4 junior, into the ballgame now for Philip Klett and CPU. Woolridge spinning top of the key. Works it over to Bavers. Outside the arc left of the circles, they work the perimeter. Wilson spinning her way down the lane. Throws up the shot. Scores off the glass from the right block.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Madison Wilson. Got it one-on-one situation and cleared out and took her in.
Averages about a point a game. 12-7 off the clear out. Lauby on the drive. Hangs off the glass with it. Rimming and good. Left of the lane with the left hand.
Great strong move by Lauby. Made the same move she made the last couple possessions ago.
12-9 now the lead. Three-point lead for center point Urbana. And the lob pass way over the top of Woolridge and out of bounds. I like the thinking there. The pass was just too tall.
Yep. And she just didn't get squared up in time. And she made the pass before Woolridge could really get set.
12-9 lead, 40 seconds to play, first quarter. Might be a little too much time to go for one here.
Yeah, I think they're going to go ahead and make some hay while they can.
Let's run the offense. Ouellette over the corner to Smith. A play catch with it. Cross-court pass. Van Walden on the drive. Faked and is called for traveling. That is the third turnover on Marion as Woolridge will get a breather here and Callen Fox back in.
Well, and that's what, you know, Coach Lobby was talking about, too, is that running our offense, getting past the third or fourth possession here without any problems and end up being a turnover.
Half-court trap near steal by the Indians as Ouellette nearly got it. 15 seconds to play. Bavers, back it comes. They lob it down low. Catch by Fox in traffic. Forces up no good. Weak side offensive board, no good. Underneath by Dufault. 5 seconds. Marion with the ball. Tipped away out of bounds. And it will stay with the Indians. With 2.9 to play. And Marion will get Chloe Rice into the ballgame. For Ouellette.
Coach putting a little 1-2-2, three-quarter press here.
Inbound to Lauby. Three-quarter court throw. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. After one, it's number 5, center point Urbana, 12. And number 1, Marion, 9. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball right here on KGYN.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions, no monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Back with you for the second quarter. CPU behind Allison Woldridge, leading it 12-9 here as we head to the second. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer back with you. Marion ball on the arrow, and Rice angling left with it. We're going to have a pushing foul on CPU, trying to get around a high screen.
Yep.
Going to get it on Madison Wilson. Her first, only the third team foul on center pointer Bannon.
Sometimes as a coach, you miss the days of just two-man crew because they see a lot now.
Indians can tie with a three ball. Cross-court pass, Van Welden will try it for three. No good from the left side. Rebound, Dufault. Hands it back to Adriana Ketcher, who's back in there with two fouls for the Stormin' Pointers. We'll set the lineups for you here in a moment. Bullet pass inside, Dufault goes up off the glass. No, got her own rebound, back up short. Another CPU rebound. Fox put it on the floor, had it knocked away, and we're going to have a jump, and we'll stay with the Stormin' Pointers. And Lamia Sisk will come in for center pointer Banna. So it'll be Sisk, Milliken, Catcher, Fox, and Defoe, and for Marion. And now they'll bring Woldridge back in. And it will be Defoe coming out for CPU. Smith back in, Cable Lauby, Mia Lauby, Leah Van Welden, and Chloe Rice. Off the inbound shot won't go, and Rice the board on the weak side.
Yeah, good board by Rice.
Got it out of there, 3-on-2. In transition to pass behind Van Welden and out of bounds.
Well, it was one of those. She had to make the pass decision right away, or it was too late. At that point, it was too late a little bit. She should have just kept the ball and continued with the 2-on-1 break.
Sophie Ouellette back in for Marion. 12-9 the lead for center pointer Banna. They've led most of the way. Led by as many as five. Fox turns up top. The high-low pass inside to Woolridge and missed the shot, but was fouled. How'd they get her open?
Yeah, she was wide open. There was a communication issue right there, and she got picked and no one helped.
First foul on Mia Lobby. 16 fouls now on the Marion Indians. And free throws coming up for Woolridge. First one on the way and missed it too strong. Two out of four tonight so far from the line.
Yeah, and she's a 75% shooter.
Second one on the way. That one rings around and falls. 13-9, back to a four-point center pointer Banna lead. Indians into the front court as Maddie Knapp into the ball game now. A guard for the Indians. Doing the circles to Rice. Comes off the high Ouellette screen. Leaves it for Lauby. Turns on Callan Fox. Now they go cross court. Ouellette fakes, drives, and was tied up on the help defense by Adriana Catcher.
Well, and in that transition there, and that set for the offense, they had some cuts, and there was a timing issue, and it brought the defender right to her when she drove and ended up tying center point. Was able to tie it up on the jump ball.
Brecht back in for CPU. Arrow will keep it with Marion. Feet inside. Lauby kicks it back out to Rice. Holds it right there. Goes crossover on the drive and kick outside. Ouellette for three, and she hits.
Right, that's good to see out of Ouellette, too.
She can hit those threes. 6-19, 32% coming in. Down to a one-point game. CPU for three. No good on the other end by Breck. And rebound out of there to Smith. Outlet pass. Here comes Mia Lauby. She'll hold it in the front court. Now goes one-on-one. Drives in on Woldridge. Kicks it back out top, and the Indians will set it up. Smith driving in, takes a right block, and a foul on the Stormin' Pointers. Might have been a walk, but they called the foul. Callan Fox will pick up the foul. Her first, fourth team foul on CPU. And it'll be Mia Laube to inbound, trying to pull it past to get it in, and it's tipped around. Marion gets it back to Smith, right wing three, no. And Callen Fox the rebound. We got a reach foul called. They got Chloe Rice in the backcourt.
Well, you know, and speaking of Rice, I like what Lamaya Smith, they got her assist is matched up against Chloe, and they're giving her some room. They're telling her, you're going to beat us. It's going to be on a jump shot 15 feet away. You're not going to drive. Because Chloe's just phenomenal getting to the hoop, and you can see she's tempting her to shoot from outside, but you're not going to get inside. So far she's done a nice job on Rice.
One in the bonus. Free throw too strong by Fox, and will let the board. As an opportunity missed there by the Storm and Pointers. Indians bring it up in a hurry, and Laube picked it up top. Lob pass inside. Knapp was wide open behind the defense and got the layup. Maddie Knapp off the bench. Had a concussion earlier in the year. Missed some games, averaging 3 a game. Inside Woolridge, leaner up, good. It will count the foul. Anytime she gets on the block, it's going to be 2.
It is, and it's tough. It's going to be 2 or it's going to be a foul. And she's done a nice job. A lot of movement from Woolridge tonight. So you're seeing a lot of good movement and a lot of block to block, seam to seam, and doing a nice job. And her teammates are doing a nice job finding her, too.
And now Mia Lauby's got 2 fouls.
Well, and she's done a heck of a job on her, but that's a tough opponent tonight to face.
Woolridge missed the free throw. And tell you what, it's a lead for CPU right now. And if they were making free throws, this would be a much bigger advantage. Yeah. Pass to the wing is tipped and stolen away. Woolridge got it to Sisk. Fifth Marion turnover. Woolridge, stutter dribble, driving right baseline. Runner up, missed everything, and the rebound out of there to Marion. Here comes Rice, bringing it up the far sideline. Takes it to the front court, back in the corner to Van Welden. Ella Van Welden into the game, the freshman. Indians working the perimeter. Laube drives in, got tied up by travel. Sisk, but a travel first.
Well, that's interesting that the far side official called that travel.
We're going to get a Marion timeout. 4:48 to play here in the first half. CPU 15, Marion 14. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
It's Saturday Boys High School Basketball coming your way on the North and South Gyms. Up first, it's the Marion Indians entertaining the Old Wine Huskies starting at 3:30. That'll be followed by Iowa City Schools battling it out as Iowa City High hosts Iowa City Liberty starting at 6:15. That's Saturday Boys Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Marion and Old Wine at 3:30, followed by Iowa City Liberty and Iowa City High at 6:15. This Saturday on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYN.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Adriana Katcher back into the ballgame for center Pointer Banna. Storm and Pointers with the ball. And a one-point lead, 4:40 to play first half. Favors comes right. It's an inside Woolridge posting up. The turnaround leaner, no. And the weak side board, loose. And still loose in the lane. And we're going to have a jumper, a timeout. Timeout Marion to keep the possession here. They'll take a 30. We'll keep it here with 4:28. To play here in the first half. So what center pointer Urbana is doing from other games that we have seen CPU play Marion, they're using Woolridge to every advantage here.
They
inside,
are.
Outside defense.
Well, and difference too, Woolridge is, you know, she's a very good outside perimeter player. She likes to play with face in the basket. Well, tonight, or this year, you're seeing a more aggressive Woolridge where she's getting to the box. She's posting up. And you're seeing just a real physical Woolridge, and you can see she's determined tonight to try to get her team to victory. And you're right, they're focusing on her, and they're going to ride her coattails to try to get a victory.
Post-to-post screen is how they're getting her
it's
open.
It's been wonderful for that offense so far. Mary's got to figure out either switch it, because right now height is not going to matter.
Rice off the clear out, starts to drive left baseline, cut off by Woolridge. Up top to Cable Laube. Rice fakes a three, takes in the lane, cross-court pass tip. Marion gets it right back. Smith, Rice, Sophie Ouellette, Cable Albee, and Elevan Weldon into the ball game. Albee yo-yo dribble left wing. Good defense over there by Davers. There's good defense everywhere for CPU right now. Really helping. Smith, back cut. They find Van Weldon underneath. Can't get the left-hand layup to go. And the rebound out of there to Fox, and she traveled with it. Just got a little excited.
Yep. You know, trying to be strong with the ball and just ended up taking another step out of that.
And now Defoe will come in for center point Urbana. Fox will come out. And it'll be Marion Ball to inbound right of the glass looking in. Rice to Laubie. Behind the pick. Can't get the shot off, though. Comes right off the screen by Randy Wright is back in there with two fouls. Randy and Riley both in there. Rice working the perimeter. Over to Randy Wright. Picks it up. Going back door. Nice back cut by Cave Laubie. Running layup, no. Weak side rebound, Riley Wright. That's up, no. And the rebound under to Milliken. Two-point blank chances there for Marion. They couldn't get either one to go.
No. And that's what's going to win this game. It's all those little things, Scott. The free throws, the rebounding.
And Defoe called for traveling. Off the fake and go.
And my question is, you know, you got Catcher sitting on the bench yet. So, you know, when do you bring her in?
Playing with two fouls.
Yeah, playing with two. Right now, so far, they've held their own. So maybe the goal is to keep her till half and then get her going with three.
Both Wright sisters in there now with two fouls for the Marion Indians. Riley Wright left open. She'll crank up the three. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to go against CPU. Yep. Wilson.
A little bit kind of displaced her on her box out. As a coach, you like the physical box out, but they don't like it when you displace them.
Brecht will come in for Wilson. And Ouellette coming out for Marion. Leah Van Weldon will check in. Leah looking. Finally has to lob it out deep to Riley Wright. Two sets of sisters in there right now for Marion. Rice off the clear out. Drives in. Had it knocked away going up and a foul call.
Well, and that's Rice's really first good look at the basket tonight. Center point's done a nice job. And, you know, Marion's averaging about 20 points first quarter, Scott, where there's 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter, and they only have 15 and or 14. It's not only it's because you got two good quality teams playing man-to-man defense tonight.
Rice misses the first free throw. It's catchy tonight.
It is, and this is uncharacteristic for both teams.
Favors and Defoe out for center point Urbana. Adrian, a catcher back in. Khaled Fox back in. Rice got the second one, rattled it home. Neither team shooting free throws really well tonight.
No, and that part's been even, but boy, as a coach, this is the games you need them to connect on.
15-15, 2:34 to play first half in this low-scoring affair. They dump it inside, turn around by Fox, no, but drew the foul on Randy Wright, and that will be her third personal.
Well, Fox has done a nice job, too, with her back, squaring up and getting block to block a little bit, and she's averaging six rebounds, too, and doing all the things. But when you got with Woolridge and Fox in there, that's tough to guard. Marion's not real tall or big, you know. They're not real big-bodied.
Free throw good. Fox will get one more. A 54% shooter. I like how Philip Klutz using Adriana Catcher, getting her in, getting her out, making sure she doesn't get that third foul.
No, that's right. And, and I like what Siska's done tonight defensively, too. So both teams have done a really good job playing man-to-man.
First free throw good. Second free throw off the back iron and the rebound to Marion. Indians shooting for the lead. Rice over to Laubie. Puts on the floor, circles left. Dangerous cross-court pass, but caught by Van Weldon. Sets the screen for Rice. Pull-up jumper got the roll from about 15 on the left side. Yeah,
that's what you want to see out of Coy, too, is picking up and getting that 15-foot jump shot, and she knocked her down.
17-16. Brecht open three-pointer. No from the corner, and the weak side rebound. Battle for. Coy Rice gets it. Lead pass over the top of Riley Wright. And it goes out of bounds. And she goes hard into the bleachers.
Yeah, that's good hustle. Boy, both teams got any loose ball. You can see they're diving anywhere for it.
Catcher and Sisk back in for CPU.
That little offense to defense here. I like that. catcher, hopefully playing some offense, get her out a little bit on defense and hold that second foul for her.
Now Marion's going to go to the 1-3-1. With a minute 50 to play here in the first half. High lob pass on the left block to Woolridge. Forces a shot up and got fouled.
Yeah, Coach Lobby didn't like that. He thought she got drew an offensive foul to get position.
And the foul's going to go against Leah Van Welden. And that is her second. And now the double bonus. And Woolridge free throw swish through. Been very active in this game as Allison Woolridge. She's got 10 of CPU's 17. Making 11 of 18. And the Storm and Pointers back out in front by one at 18-17. Minute 40 to play here in the second quarter. Riley Wright, cross court, Van Welden puts it on the floor. Leaves it for Wright, circles down the lane, layup, no, but drew the foul. And that one's going to go against Peyton.
Is that 25? Yep.
25? That's Brecht. And that's the 17th foul now in the Storm and Pointers. This will be two, though, and the first one's good for Chloe Rice. Milliken back in, and Knapp back in for Marion. 18-18. Mega 19-18, Marion. Listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Minute 25 to play first half. Favors between the circles, gets it to Woolridge. Fox, they work the triangle left. Back to Woolridge up top. Woolridge, stutter dribble, driving all the way in. No-look pass, threw it away, out of bounds. Thought there was a back cutter coming.
Yeah, I thought they did, but I tell you, Marion's done a nice job here. They changed it up a little bit, and that's gotten center point out of their rhythm. That's taken Woolridge, of course, out of her rhythm and not being able to do what she's been able to do up to this point.
Marion has not shot it well, and still up by one. Knapp near corner three, rings in and out, no good. Van Welden to the floor, kept it alive. Gets it out top to Leah Van Welden. Marion with another crack at it. Van Welden, three-pointer, good from the corner for Ella Van Welden.
Well, what did I say? You can't give him two opportunities, not Marion.
That's twice.
That's twice. It sure is.
Woolridge forces up the shot, wanted contact, didn't get it. Marion the other way, up by four, and now we got a foul. A little nickel and dimer on Lamia Sisk. And a run right now by Marion. A 5-0 run right now by the Indians.
And that's what it is. It's small runs is what's going to do this right now, and Marion's made their small run. And now they're both teams are starting to knock down a little free throws.
Catcher will come in for CPU with 36 seconds remaining in the first half. Knapp, one in the bonus. It's short, no good, but she
nice
comes down
job
with her own rebound.
Yep, no one boxed her out, no one talked.
Up top, Cable Lauby, three-pointer going to be short, but another deep rebound to Marion. Lauby again, driving left free throw line, ball tipped away by catcher out of bounds.
Well, that's communication on the free throw. When somebody doesn't have the shooter, that's right there. The team's center point did a poor job of talking and communicating.
Smith looking, gets it into Lauby. Now Marion goes for the last shot. 22-18. Rice up top between the rings. Knapp works it far side. Lauby circling left against Sisk. Trying to back her way in. Yo-yos it back out. 8 seconds to play. Cross court. Knapp fakes the three. Knapp on the drive. Had it blocked and a foul called. Near side ref had a block. Far side had a foul. And they got it on Callan Fox.
That was a good aggressive move by Knapp to get to the basket, and especially against the two posts. He came away with the foul, so everything she could have wanted out of that play happened.
Free throw, dances in and out. And both teams not shooting it particularly well from the charity stripe. One more on the way. That one is good. One out of three. A little bit of Marion pressure. 3 seconds to play. 2 seconds. Woolridge from half court will let it fly. Oh, off the rim. No good. At the end of the first half. halftime in this big showdown in 4A and in the Womack West. And it is number one Marion, 23. Center pointer, Banna, 18. Back to talk halftime with you after this. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball here on KGYN.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Welcome back here to Marion High School. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer with you at halftime. And the score at the break, 23-18 in favor of Marion over center pointer Banna. And kind of a tale of two different quarters, Steve. CPU held the upper hand in that first 8 minutes, leading 12-9. And then Marion outscored center pointer Banna 14-6 in the second quarter. And two things, Allison Woolridge really controlled things in the first quarter. And Marion did a better job in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the first half. And then the Marion bench came through. Sophie Ouellette and Ella Van Welden with a couple of threes. And you talked about offensive boards. You can't give Marion second shots. They had 2 3-pointers off of second shots.
They got 6 points off a second shot attempt. And against the Marion team, you cannot give them 2 shots. And the thing that's hard, too, Scott, you got to rebound out to 19 feet on Marion because they're perimeter shooters, and all of them are. So, yeah, it was definitely a tale of center point setting the tempo, and then Marion second quarter made a run, and they changed up their defense a little bit, and that took center point out of it.
Yeah, Marion closed out with an 8-3 run to take the lead by 5 here at the halftime break. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half for the Marion Indians. Balanced scoring being led by Chloe Rice with 5, 1 field goal, and 3 free throws. And then 4 for Kaba Lauby, who had a big 3 in that first quarter. She's got 4. Mia Lauby with 3 points. Maddie Knapp with 3 on a field goal and a free throw. Sophie Ouellette with a 3-pointer and 3. Ella Van Welden with a 3-pointer and 3. And Rob with CPE. Woolridge leading the way with 11. 3 field goals to go along with 5 free throws. Callan Fox has 3. Olivia Brecht has 2. And Madison Wilson has 2 for the Storm and Pointer, total of 18. Turnovers, both teams have 7 at halftime. And the bench scoring right now, this is the big story, 11-2. Marion's bench is outscoring the center pointer Banna bench at this time. We're going to let you do rebounding, and then I'm going to get the shooting from Jeff Linder. I'm going to borrow it.
Well, right now it's all Marion. Marion has 13 defensive boards and 7 offensive for a total of 20. And Centerpoint has 8 defensive rebounds and 4 offensive for a total of 12. So Marion's done a fantastic job of fighting for the ball and controlling the boards right now.
The shooting in the first half, Marion was 7 of 24. So that's pretty cold, about 30%. 3 of 13 from beyond the arc. Both teams are struggling, 6 of 11 for the free throw line. For center point Urbana, not much better, 6 of 21, so about 28%. 0 for 4 for the game from three-point land, and also 6 of 11 from the free throw line. So I think both teams were a little tight there at the beginning. Started to play a little bit better in the second quarter. For CPU, you got to get Woolridge going again inside because that's when center point Urbana was doing their best.
Well, you do, and she was in a rhythm, and the team was in a rhythm, and they didn't force it. Those were, center point did a nice job of getting Woolridge block to block, and and also too is Kaylin Fox did a nice job getting block to block. Marion changed it up. My guess is they're going to continue to change it because you can't give Woolridge all those looks. And you said the bench scoring right there is the difference, Scott. Center point girls come in and do a nice job defensively, but there's not scoring coming off that. Where Marion's coming off, they have the defense, but boy, they're going to come after you and still shoot the ball. You know, all of them can shoot the ball. So, he plays 8 to 10 deep, and they all can score the ball. And that's something, and they play defense. So, bench scoring is a big difference right now, and how they change things up on Woolridge. And I liked how center point set the tone, and they got to get back to set that tone again.
Adjustments.
It will be adjustments on this, especially when I'll be curious to see what Marion does, because they're going to have to make an adjustment, center point will, to figure out how they're going to get Woolridge more free. And I'll be curious to see defensively what Marion comes out in.
Yep. As we're at halftime, a 23-18 lead for the Marion Indians here over center point Urbana. Right back here tomorrow for boys basketball. Non-conference variety. It's going to be Marion and Olwine going at it tomorrow, and we'll be on the air at about 3:15-ish, 3:30, right in there. And then right after that game at about 6:15 tomorrow night, it'll be more boys basketball. It'll be Iowa City High hosting Iowa City Liberty tomorrow night.
That'll be a good game.
From down at City High.
Yep.
And, of course, that'll be a conference game coming up next year. And we'll have those games coming your way tomorrow right here on KGYM. Of course, we had the yesterday the 3A, 2A, and 1A pairings were released by the Girls High School Athletic Union. And their usual bang-up job, I think, of getting what they think are the correct teams in the correct areas. And we'll see how it all plays out coming up in the early part of late part of February and the early part of March.
It's going to be interesting around here, Scott, because you look at the teams in Eastern Iowa right now on how, especially in the 4 and 5A, Eastern Iowa is dominating those top 10 lists right now. So that'll be interesting to see who are going to finish in the top 8, and I'll be really curious where they spread out some of these teams so they don't have to play each other. And you got City High, West, you got Prairie, and those three right there, I'd be curious to see where they divide and conquer them. And you also got Center Point and Marion here, where they divide and conquer them.
Yeah.
No,
we know that.
No, absolutely not. And it'll be interesting to see who what the challenge will be as they come down the stretch here towards regionals.
Coach Arnold says starting five for Center Point Urbana.
Right.
By the way, Coach Arnold and Coach Woolridge with a JV win tonight.
Yep.
We told them we'd get that out there.
Yeah.
51-28.
And I'm going to your old college stomping grounds with your son. Tomorrow, my wife and I are heading up to UNI to see R2 at UNI tomorrow. So
very good.
Yes, it should be a good time. So you got a Panther, and I got a couple Panthers.
And a former Panther.
Yes, a former Panther.
I have a former Panther and a now Panther going out there. So, well, both teams back out. Foul trouble going to play a part in this as well. For Marion, you got Randy Wright with three fouls, Leah Van Welden with two, Riley Wright with two, and Mia Lauby with two. And for center point Urbana, Callan Fox, Adriana Catcher, and Olivia Brecht, along with Madison Wilson, all have two fouls.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, too, to see how they play it or who's the aggressor coming out, because you get a quick, cheap third or a third foul. That changes things for that player already because you got a lot of game left. So both want to be cognizant of that, of their fouls.
Kayla Lauby, Mia Lauby, Caitlin Smith, Randy Wright, Chloe Rice, the five for the Marion Indians. Lamia Sisk, Adriana Catcher, Olivia Breck, Callan Fox, and Allison Woldridge for center point Urbana. Underway with the second half, CPU ball. And see what defense Marion's going to go.
You still have 2-3 zone.
A little bit different here. Feed inside. Fox posting up. They double down on her. Woolridge to Sis. They got Woolridge on the perimeter up top.
Yep, there. Now she's moving down. But, boy, I would stick her block to block and see what she can find.
Catcher from the corner. Three-pointer good, and they beat the zone for the tray.
Yeah, and that's a big one for her because she's been out, too, and to come back and sat most of that first half to see her come out and start with the three.
23-21. Lead cut to two just like that. Smith in the offensive zone. Gets it to Rice. Goes back door. Nice catch by Lauby. Had a block. Got it back, though, on the shot. Lauby turns. Takes it right block. Picks it up. Looking for some help. Finally gets it to big sister Mia. Still circle right of the lane. Smith over to Rice. Dump pass inside. Knocked away by Woolridge. Picked back up. They lob it down low to right. Heart of the lane. Turnaround. No. Off the glass. And a rebound to catcher. Lead pass up ahead to Breck. Turns. Fires a three and got it. Back-to-back trays for center point Urbana. And timeout going to be taken by Marion. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. 6:54 to play here in the third quarter. CPU 24, Marion 23. Back in 30 seconds on KGYN.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back with you after the quick Marion timeout as CPU has come out guns blazing here with two triples. They lead 24-23 off the clear out. Rice on the drive, layup rimming, it'll count a foul. Back comes Marion with the set play.
And I tell you what, you can't give Chloe Rice any real estate to get to the hoop because she does such a fantastic job of finishing or getting to the free throw line.
Brecht picks up her third, and Rice gets a three-point play to go. That's eight for Rice. Ratcheting it up here. It's 26-24. Marion on top.
And Marion's back to man-to-man.
Woolridge in the far corner. Turns on Mia Lauby, playing with two fouls. Standing dribble with the left hand. Now comes off the ball screen. Looking inside instead up top to catcher. Cable Lauby on her. Catcher driving a kick far side, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Chloe Rice.
Good anticipation by Rice, too. She could sense what was coming and got a hand on her, almost had a steal.
If CPU wins, it's a tie for the division title more than likely. Marion wins, they win it outright more than likely. Catcher backing her way down low. Kicks it back outside to Breck. They clear out the lane for her. Coming right, takes a free throw line, gets doubled for a moment. Tried to bounce pass, and it's stolen by Mia Lauby. Turnover number 8 on center point Urbana. Cable Lauby had to Rice. Rice in the drive and kick. Over to right for three. No, back iron. And the rebound out deep to catcher. Lead pass Breck going one-on-one. Driving in. Stops. Had a block from behind on the shot. Out of bounds off of CPU.
Yeah, that was a good job by Marion timing out the block there because they almost got away with an easy layup. Good hustle by Marion.
Couple of players for Marion got back. Indians lead 26-24 with the basketball. Man-to-man here for center point Urbana. Rice between the legs. Stop and go dribble. One-on-one. Driving a kick to the corner. Wide open three. Cable Lauby. And she hits.
Yeah, that was a good set play. That was a quick hitter by Coach Lauby.
And a timeout of 30 taken by CPU. So right back comes Marion with six in a row.
Well, Marion ran a nice set. They brought two gals high for pick, and then he had his daughter sitting in the corner, so they're trying to defend that and leaves her alone. They kick it out and wide open three, and a wide open three by Cave is pretty much automatic.
Yeah, you can't leave Cave Lauby open. 38-99 coming in at 38%.
I'd rather give up a layup on someone else than Cave an open three.
29-24 with 5:18 to play here in the third.
Two small runs, too. This has been a great start to both teams.
CPU had the 6-0 run. Marion comes back with the 6-0 run. Center pointer, Banna with a basketball off the timeout. See if they run a set play here with catcher. Gets it over to Woolridge. Two-person game. Woolridge, a little jab step right there with Mia Lauby on her. Comes left. Takes a free throw line. Brings it back out top. Starts to direct traffic. Now they're going to clear it out for her. We got an offensive foul. I think they're going to get Fox.
Yeah, and I didn't like that offensive possession right now for center point, too. They're, you know, Woolridge is playing up top, and, boy, all her bread and butter that first half came from block to block. So Marion's done a really good job defensively changing it up on them.
Callan Fox, she picks up her third. Reagan Defoe back in for center point Urbana. And for Marion, Ella Van Welden comes in at a big three in that second quarter.
Same play.
Set that ball screen. Cava Lauby back up top to Rice. Standing right hand, dribble out front. Sisk playing off of her. Little shake and bake move. Coming off the double high screen. Rice going baseline. Little one-hand floater. No. Weak side rebound. Van Welden, though. Out top for Wright for three, and she connects.
There's an offensive rebound. Kick it back out to your teammate. Another three.
Third time that has happened, Steve, in the ballgame.
That's 9 points out of that, too.
32-24, biggest lead of the game, and a throwaway for center point Urbana. They tried to get Woolridge posted up, and Sis just threw it over her head.
Yeah, right. And right now, Marion's done such a good job hitting the boards and just being the aggressor on the boards. And right now, center point has not gotten into any flow whatsoever offensively.
When CPU is moving,
right,
they are really doing well.
Absolutely. They've been stationed. That's a great point.
Riley Wright, who just hit the three, gets it over to Lauby in the right wing. Couple of jab steps, working on Milliken, who's into the game for CPU. Riley Wright works it over to Rice. Cross-court pass outside the arc with 3:51 to play as we're over the halfway mark of the third. Cross-court pass knocked out of bounds. Good job by Adriana Catcher to recognize it that time.
Yeah, she did. She stayed and anticipated that and took away an open three.
For Marion, number one, Leah Van Welden.
Leah Van Welden in for Mia Lauby for Marion. 3:47 to play in the third. Indians by eight, and this has been their biggest lead of the ball game. Rice, cross-court pass. Oh, well, it was tipped off an Indian. Good job by catcher.
Yep.
Boy, is she quick.
She's very quick, and she gets in a flow, too.
And now CPU. I was just about to say, this is a little bit of a danger time for the Stormont Pointers.
It really is. They got to get something here.
Ball tip. Woolridge will retrieve it. Out by the center circle. Stutter dribble coming to the right. Woolridge all the way in and got fouled. That's what they were doing early, just spreading the court, clearing it out, and letting her go one-on-one.
Yeah, and they need to get her more involved and get her going right now. But yeah, she hasn't been able to get to block to block much. They've had her out on the perimeter, so this will be interesting to see if they can come back with what they kind of did the first half.
Second foul on Chloe Rice. Woolridge to the line for two and hits the first one.
We got a sighting tonight, too. Phil Dunn is in the house.
Oh, yes. Coming in, Madison Wilson for Lamia Sisk. Woolridge with one more. High school basketball again tonight, presented by First Federal Credit Union. And this one also good. 13 now for Allison Woolridge. 32-26, 3:20 to play here in the third. Marion ball to Riley Wright. Holds it in the near side corner. Crossover dribble, leaves it back for Leah Van Welden. Rice, stutter dribble, goes between the legs with it. Wilson guarding her in the man-to-man. Lauby, jab step, now brings it back out. Goes crossover, Lauby on the drive. Splits defenders, shot up good, it'll count the foul. Good drive by Cava Lauby.
And you like to see girls finish, too, and that's something she did on that is finish strong.
Lauby with nine, looking for double figures. It's up and good. And a nine-point Marion lead at 35-26. CPU needing a bucket here. Wilson plays catch with Milliken. Catcher in the corner. It looks like Marion's gone back to the zone. From the corner, catcher, three-pointer, ringed in and out, no good. Woolridge, the weak side board. And CPU will retain possession. Catcher, extra pass. Woolridge drives, gets a triple team, forces it up there, ringed it in and out, no good. Rebound to Marion. Riley Wright on the baseline, trying to dribble out of traffic, and does. Wright going to go coast to coast, now stops right in the lane. Cross-court pass down to Van Welden for three, and she can.
Boy, an unselfish play by Lauby, too, to make that extra pass and to get her teammate an open look. That was a very unselfish play by her.
Full timeout taken by CPU. We'll take it with them. 2:17 to play here in the third. Marion 38, CPU 26. Back in a minute on KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Don't forget, after the ball game, we'll have the True North postgame show for you. We'll talk with the victorious coach as well. Big Marion run after CPU took a one-point lead. Lead of a dozen right now by number one Marion. Bounce right free throw line to Woolridge. Turns on Van Welden. Woolridge, see if she goes one-on-one. Nice crossover. Woolridge driving a kick outside. Right baseline jumper, a wide open one, no good. Woolridge the offensive board, though. Backdoor pass, tipped away by Rice and intercepted by Ella Van Welden. Might have got away with a walk. Kick ahead to her big sister Leah for three, won't go from the right side. Rebound to Wilson up top for CPU. Wilson, not about the pull-up three. Now bounces it into the lane, and a hold going to be called on Leah Van Welden.
Yeah, it's tough to stop Woolridge when she's cutting through the lane. She's very strong, and the only thing you can do is kind of get a hand on and try to slow her down.
Willette for Rice for Marion. 38-26 lead. Inbounds pass. They got it to Catcher on the right block. Kicked it to Milligan. Drive and a kick out to Babers. Out top to Woolridge. Woolridge fakes, now goes up with a three and buries the top of the circle.
That's a big shot right now to get that score down to nine again.
16 for Allison Woolridge. And it's 38-29. The Indian lead cut to nine again. Single digits. Lauby working the weave up top. Over to Riley Wright. Fakes, driving a kick to the corner. Sophie Willette all the way down the lane with a left-hander. No good. Got her own rebound. Hit the underside of the backboard. And Milliken the other way. Under a minute to play in the third. Milliken with a stop-and-go move. Big trip, I think, for CPU.
Yep, I agree. And right now, Marion's back to man-to-man. And
Woolridge, nice spin move underneath and got fouled. That was pretty.
That was a great spin move.
Riley Wright will get the foul. That'll be her third. So Riley Wright with three, Leah Van Welden with three, and Randy Wright with three. Free throws coming up for Woolridge. First one, dances and falls. Well, you can see why she's going to be a Division I player.
Boy, she can just, anybody that can play 19 feet out and post up and run the floor and pass, she can do it all.
Free throw number two, front iron, backboard, and good. 18 for Woolridge, a little full court pressure. Cable Alby trapped in the backcourt. 40 seconds to play. Willette throws it into the front court and a catch by Van Welden. Now Marion will get into it. Probably, we'll see if they go for one. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Lauby got trapped. Almost had it taken away, and now a foul from behind on Catcher.
Yeah, and that's her third.
Fourth team foul.
Yeah, I think Marion's going to try to go for one here.
They'll also get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Down to 22 seconds. Riley Wright, face guarded by Breck. She'll go one-on-one on the drive all the way, and it scores.
There you go.
So much do we know,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. That was a nice possession. Spread them all out and open up the lane.
Seven for Riley Wright. 8 seconds to play. CPU trying to play beat the clock. Breck spinning. Gets it to Wilson. 4 seconds. They drop it inside to catcher, and she was held by Cable Alby. With 2 seconds to play. Only the first on Cabo. Now Fox will come in. And got to think CPU is going to try a lob here.
Yeah, they've ran this play a couple times.
And Maddie Knapp will come in.
Spread them out 1-4. And you think the lob's coming. They got back screened out to the wing. So I like this out-of-bounds play.
Here they come. They lob it in to Woldridge. And before the shot, it hit the underside of the backboard.
That shouldn't matter. Why does that matter?
Yeah, it shouldn't matter.
That shouldn't matter.
Or did he say it hit the back of the backboard? Well, it's also the end of the third quarter. The horn went off. Now they're going to say it's 2 seconds.
Well, they'll have to put time on. If they say it hit underneath the basket, the ball didn't even come in for a possession.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was.
It looked like it didn't look like it caught behind. It looked like it caught under, which I think would be you let the play go and stand.
I'm going to put 2 seconds back on the clock here.
Oh, they put 2 minutes. There's that home court advantage right there. Oh, point
now
two?
Now there's 2/10. Oh, is it going to be 2 seconds or? I'm going to let Pete do it.
Yep.
Mrs. Jackson does a great job.
She's awesome.
By the way, celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary Sunday.
Wow. Yeah, when I coached here, Maryland was just such a gem.
There we go. Indians will inbound with 2 seconds. We'll throw it in deep to the center line. Rice will let it fly, and it's short at the horn. Through three, it's number one, Marion, 40. Number five, center pointer, Banna, 31. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball here on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Starting the fourth quarter, and a drive and a layup missed by Chloe Rice, and Woldridge the board.
You don't see that very often.
That was a nice play off the quarter break. CPU basketball. Wilson a bounce in the high post to Woldridge. Turns right free throw line. They isolate her up top. Now over to Wilson. Bounce down low to Fox posting up. Her little turnaround no from the heart of the lane, but CPU the offensive board with Brecht. Brecht, catcher, Fox, Woldridge, and Wilson in there for Philip Klett and CPU. Woldridge out front. Two-person game. Down low on the block. Fox, right side. Her turnaround on the way. Left it short. Good defense by Willett. And here comes Marion the other way. The Laubies, Rice, Knapp, and Willett into the ball game. And the perimeter five out game right now for Marion.
Yeah, Marion does a nice job moving that ball.
And Wilson with a steal. Took it right away from Chloe Rice. Tries to get it inside. Nice catch by Fox. Turnaround no, but drew the foul. She likes that turnaround.
Yeah, she's come close a lot. And you can see she's got a good follow through on it.
Sophie Willett will pick up the foul as Milliken and Sisk will get ready to come in. Two-shot situation here for Callan Fox. Free throw up and good. Four for Fox. as Wilson and Breck will come out. 6:49 to play. Still anybody's game. Free throw number two rattles in.
Yep. Little 1-2-2-2. What a 1-2-1-1 full court press now by center point.
Little diamond. Nia Lauby breaking it with a power dribble, trying to go cross court, threw it away, trying to get it to Kava.
You know, Scott, how many times does Marion see a press?
Not very often.
No, not with who they played and their scores and things like that. So they don't see that. So this type of game is different than what they've seen. So they'll see this as they get going a little more, too, through the tournament or through as on the road to the tournament.
The Wright sisters will come in now for Marion. They have three fouls apiece. Catcher up top. Stop and go move. Takes it left of the lane. Kick out to Milliken. Comes around the Woolrich screen. Little pick and roll now to Woolrich. Smith on her and the man. Woolrich, stutter dribble. Coming to the right. Spin move in the lane. Goes up. Had it blocked. And a late whistle and a foul. They're going to get the foul on Randy Wright. That'll be her fourth.
That's her fourth, yep.
Got a girl's score. Clear Creek Amana beat South Tama 42-41. And now Randy Wright will check out Ella Van Welden in. First player with four is Randy Wright. And this could pull CPU within five. Free throw good. And they're doing it for the free throw line.
Yeah, they are. And right now they're picking up the tempo defensively.
Bad pass stolen by Woolrich. Layup rimming no and a foul called. Going to be a block on Rice. Woolrich read that inbound pass beautifully.
Yeah, she sure did. And that's something she'd love to say, I want that back, because she wanted to finish that, make it a three-point play.
And that is the seventh team foul on Marion. So 1-1, free throws the rest of the way, and that free throw dances out no good. Trying to cut it down to four with 6:11 to play. If you're Corby Lauby, you knew center point Urbana was coming with a run.
Yep, absolutely. Both teams have come with the run. They've both been able to come back from a run.
Diamond and one, pressure in the backcourt. Riley Wright trapped and was fouled by Sisk. Little touch foul.
Yeah, he called a reach on that. Looked more body than reach if he's going to call one, but center point's done a nice job. Extending their pressure now.
But center point's long back there with Adriana catcher.
Absolutely, and they're quick.
Diagonal pass into the front court. They beat the pressure. Six to play in the ball game. Riley Wright yo-yos the dribble right of the circle. Back up top to Mia Lauby. Fakes, driving left of the lane. Kick to the corner. Smith three, strong, no good. But chased down by Van Welden. Marion will retain possession.
Here we go again. Can't give them two looks.
And they've had three threes off of this.
Absolutely.
A little bit of a spread court here. Lauby coming right. She'll bring it back out. Now reverses, circles, goes in, off balance, and was fouled on the runner. Foul is going to go against Sydney Babers. And that is a 16 foul. Both teams will be shooting from here on in.
Well, and now every foul is magnified, you know, when you got 5 minutes left in a four-point game.
First free throw swish through for Mia Lauby. As Kava Lauby comes back in, along with Leah Van Welden. Free throw number two is also good. Five for the senior, Mia Lauby. 42-36. Marion lead, pumped back up to four. Sisk on the right side. Woolrich up top, bullet pass inside to Fisk. Turn around right through from the right block.
Well, she's hit her last two doing that pull-up now, Scott. And, boy, she does a nice job using her body.
42-38, 5:10 to play. This is a good one. Fake, drive, Lauby all the way in. Layup won't go. Back tap, Marion will get it. Out to Kava Lauby for three, no. And the rebound to Woolrich. Now she wanted that rebound.
She did.
Catcher in the front court. Four-point deficit for CPU. Fox, free throw line right extended. Goes cross court to Woolrich. Two-person game. Fox wanted the ball inside. They didn't get it to her. Now Sisk will set it up. Out front.
Center Point's going to run a special here.
Fox, give it go underneath. Layup, good. It'll count the foul to Wolverine. Well executed.
Right, they did. They took their time, set it up, and able to catch a cut from Woolbridge for a layup.
Third on Neil Albee. And Allison Woolbridge could put center pointer Banna within one. 42-40 with 4:30 to play. Going for the hat trick. It's on the way. Good. Rattled it home. 24 for Woolbridge. And again, the pressure. Ball tipped Marion away. Almost CPU ball.
Yeah, I thought that went off Marion.
And Marion is having all sorts of problems with the pressure.
Yeah, they sure are.
Inbound to Riley Reich. Throws it up the sideline to Cave Alavi. Diagonal pass. Give and go underneath the Rice. Ribbing layup.
Good. How she finished that. Wow. Great finish and touch by Chloe.
10 for Chloe Rice. 44-41. Coming up on the halfway mark of the fourth and final quarter. Spinning her way inside. Catcher. Got it to Woldrich. Tries the baseline. Hangs. Shooting no, but drew the foul. Good body control by Allison Woolridge.
Yeah, and I tell you what, both of the last two times with the hoop came close to finishing, getting fouled pretty tough, and boy, she's just so strong tonight, physical.
Allison Woolridge to the free throw line. First of two, curls in. 44-42, Marion by two. Still an eternity left at 4:03.
Oh, huge, huge amount of time right now.
Second one on the way. That one's good. Woolridge has been to the free throw line.
Oh,
19 times.
Wow.
Steals the layup. Catcher gets the layup. 45-44. Pass tip. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay with Marion. Corby Lobby wants them to throw it deep over the top,
yeah,
and they're not doing it.
No, and they got length. Center Point's got length, too, so they did a really good job on that press. And Coach said, Coach said, I'm going to pick my spots, and he's picked the right time, that's for sure.
CPU fans getting into it. Rice spinning into the lane. Little one-hander in and out, back in again. Contact play on. 12 for Chloe Rice, 46-45. Wilson to Fox, drives baseline, in all the way, shot up good for Callen Fox.
Boy, Callen Fox has done a tremendous job, Scott. She's been a force in there the second half to go along with Woolridge.
6 in the quarter, 9 in the game. CPU back up one, 47-46. Cable Lowby circles it up top between the rings. Kicks it back out to Mia with 3:10 to play. Behind the screen, Van Welden, three, missed everything. And the save in the center point, Urbana. 1 point, CPU lead. Cross court, faking a drive, pull up, Brecht, in and out, no good. Fox, the rebound, back up strong, and was fouled.
I tell you, what does the Fox say? It's been her. The last four possessions has been Fox. Wow, what a nice second half for Fox. And Marion's done a good job, but they got to figure out this press break right now. That's causing some problems.
Fox free throw, no good. We'll have one more. As Randy Wright's going to come back in with four fouls.
Yeah, they need her back, too, just to match up with Woolridge.
Both Wrights, both Laubies and Rice in there. Second free throw, that's no good. And rebound loose in the lane, and it's going to be CPU ball. Nobody blocked out the free throw shooter.
No one blocked out the shooter, and we've seen that twice now tonight, but one from each team.
47-46, assist inbound. Right of the glass looking in, gets the hand back from Woolridge. To the corner to Breck. They drop it inside, Woolridge, triple team. And gets it out of there finally to Breck. She'll set it back up, Marion to man, down one. Both crowds into it. He's got a tournament atmosphere here.
Yeah, it sure is.
Now CPU, they can pull Marion out of this little trap. That's what they're trying to do here.
And you bring them out of it, that's going to be a one-on-one for Woolridge or Fox.
Woolridge on the baseline, got doubled, put it on the floor, and it knocked away. I think Riley Wright took it.
Yeah, it was good defense by Marion.
Wright on the drive. Wright penetrates. She had a block and a late whistle and a foul. And the foul going to go against Allison Wooldridge. Seventh team foul. And it'll be timeout CPU. They're going to get a 30 here. We'll take 30-second timeout with them. 2:02 to play here in the ballgame. 47-46. Back after this on KGYM.
It's Saturday boys high school basketball coming your way on the North and South gyms. Up first, it's the Marion Indians entertaining the Old Wine Huskies starting at 3:30. That'll be followed by Iowa City Schools battling it out as Iowa City High hosts Iowa City Liberty starting at 6:15. That's Saturday boys basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Marion and Old Wine at 3:30, followed by Iowa City Liberty and Iowa City High at 6:15. This Saturday on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Boy, it's been a beauty here tonight for Marion. Womack West lead and title on the line. Number one versus number five in 4A. And it has not disappointed.
Yep, shooting two here. So a couple big free throws. Good shooting team by Marion.
Riley Wright with a pair. Free throw number one up and good. We're tied.
Well, to shoot 72% as a team, Scott, that's unheard of, and that's where Marion's at right now.
81% for Riley Wright. 47-47, going for the lead, right through.
Yeah, nothing but net.
Marion by one.
1-3-1 action right now by Marion, changing it up again.
With Chloe Rice out front. And now center point cannot hold it. They have to attack a little bit. Angling right, back up top. Sis plays catch with catcher. Over to Brecht in the right corner. Main patient, catcher, backing her way in. Got doubled, kicked it back out to Lamia Sis. Starts to penetrate, hooks the passer in the corner to Wooldridge. Her first touch in this possession. 90 seconds to play here in the ball game. Wooldridge lobs it out front. Pass to Brecht at the left point. What's center point Urbana going to do? They're going to try the three. Brecht, three, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Randy Wright underneath. Wright trying to get out of there, lost it. Got triple team. Nobody came to help.
Nope.
Turnover number 13. 1 minute to play. CPU with the ball down one.
Well, this is what we wanted. This is what you expect from both these teams tonight. And this is what we're getting. Great game.
Timeout, center point Urbana. It'll be a full timeout. 52.3 seconds remaining here in the ballgame. Marion 48. Center pointer Urbana 47. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Nail-biting time here at Marion. Each team has had a decent lead. CPU led by five. Marion is led by as many as a dozen. Center point Urbana storming back. And now they've got it.
Picked him up man to man.
52.3 to play. Everybody up here in the Marion gym.
They're double teaming Wooldridge right now. Looks like they're going to go 2-3 zone.
About 1,500 here tonight on their feet. Wooldridge off the clear out. Put it on the floor. Trying to go crossover. And a jump ball, it's going to stay with CPU. With 40.4 to go. Marion's got two timeouts left. CPU has one.
I like what Riley writes. She's trying to get a timeout, and both girls are on the ball. That's smart play on her end.
Inbound to Sisk. Sisk, Fox, Wooldridge, catcher, and Brecht. And now we got a hold inside, away from the ball. And it's going to be Randy Wright's fifth. And she's going to foul out with 36 seconds to play. And more importantly, double bonus.
What do they got for timeout, Scott?
One for CPU, okay, two for Marion.
Okay.
And it'll be two free throws for Callen Fox. And now Caitlin Smith's going to check in.
Oh, man, they almost had her for not checking in.
That would have been bad. But good job by the officials to not call
in. That was a good job, yeah.
Two free throws for Callan Fox. 54% on the year. This one right through, though. About 50% tonight. 4 for 8. We are tied at 48. 36.3 to play. For the lead. Up, good.
Well, you'd think she was a 80% free throw shooter. Nailed them both.
Marion down one. The unbeaten season on the line. 30 seconds
to
play.
Clear out here and look for an isolation to the hoop. Yep,
there it is. Rice scoop to the hoop. Lay it good. It'll count the foul.
Yeah.
Cleared it out. Went one-on-one. And Sis committed the foul.
You can see once he called fist, I mean, for them, they clear everybody out. And that's their bread and butter to go isolation there. And they're able to get a layup out of that.
Willette for Smith. And Rice to the line to shoot one. Chloe Rice trying to give Marion a two-point lead and does. Switched it through. 51-49. 25 seconds remaining. One timeout remaining. They're not taking it right now. 20 seconds. Sisk standing dribble out front. Diagonal pass right sideline. Breck coming off the ball screen. Gets it to Woldrich. See if she goes one-on-one. Dump inside and Willette fouled Fox.
That's, you know what? That's okay. That's okay. So you got to make them both and and Marion still got 10 seconds left to come back on the other end.
Fox just made two. She'll have two right here as Marion over the double bonus. Fox, the junior, free throw, good. Watch.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous. And I'm not even playing. This has been everything we hoped and thought this game was going to be.
Yeah, the tie is off, Corby Lauby.
Yeah,
10 seconds to play for the tie. Up, in and out, no good. Rebound Marion, Rice in the backcourt, fouled. And who got the foul? Sisk, her fourth. Team foul number 9, so it's a 1-1. And no, they say it's 5 fouls. And that's what the board has, so we'll have to go with that. So Sisk fouls out with 8 seconds to play in the ball game. Milliken will come in for center point Urbana. And Chloe Rice, 1-1, a 79% foul shooter. And she's put Marion on her back in the fourth quarter. Got the free throw.
Well, and you know what? That's a quiet 16 points tonight for her.
Full timeout. We'll leave it here. 52-50 Marion with 8.3. So, you got two scenarios here at your CPU. And obviously, you need a three if Rice makes the second free throw.
Well, you know, right now in this situation, Scott, I'm going for a three because the reason is you come back and get Marion. If you go down and try to score quickly, you're going to have to foul Marion. Well, you don't want to foul Marion. I mean, they're such good free throw shooters. I think you come up with a play right now saying, hey, here's our play to look for a three. And because right now, if they score and go down, it's still a one-point game, but they got to come and foul. And then usually that runs seconds off the clock, so they may not even get to foul if they score on their layup. So right now, if I'm coach, I'm putting in a three-point play right now because you really can't afford to foul anybody from Marion.
Now, if you're Marion, you make this free throw, you maybe call timeout on your own.
Yeah,
try to set something up defensively.
Absolutely, yeah. And right now, you know, if I'm Marion, you got to look at trying to keep and hold them off. You don't want to let them come up the court unattended.
CPU without a timeout remaining, too. Chloe Rice with one more, trying to make it a three-point lead. In and out, back in again.
That's a big shot.
Inbound. Catcher into the front court. 5 seconds. Coming off the screen. To the
you
corner.
Need a three. You
to
need
Milliken.
A three.
To catcher for three.
Oh,
so good. And Marion holds on in a probable division championship. Almost banked it in from the left wing.
Boy, she did about bank that in, too.
What a game.
And I tell you what, Chloe Rice brought him home.
53-50. Marion gets the victory in this one here tonight. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with the True North postgame show right after this. As you're listening to Girls High School Basketball right here on KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Back with you from Marion on the True North postgame show. And a dandy tonight as the Marion Indians, number one in 4A, knock off number five in 4A. Center point Urbana, 53-50. And Steve, as good a game as we thought it was going to be.
Boy, it had a state championship atmosphere, had a conference title atmosphere. Both teams played tremendous. Both teams had spurts. But I tell you what, different people stepped up second half. Fox stepped up a little bit for center point, and then Chloe stepped up, you know, for Chloe Wright stepped up for Marion, and boy, just kind of carried him home at the end. And boy, that was just good, well played basketball by both teams.
Yeah, by both teams. They put it all on the line here tonight. Center point Urbana at one point was down 12. Probably could have folded at that time. Didn't. Press was terrific tonight for the Storm and Pointers.
It sure was, and they got turnovers and they scored off that press. It wasn't just to slow them down; they got baskets off that press.
Yeah, they did, and you saw two All-Staters put their teams on their backs. Although Callen Fox did a really good job.
Did. Yep, she sure did.
But Allison Woldridge was terrific there in the second half, and Chloe Rice
26
27? For Woldridge,
26.
And Rice ended up with 17, but a lot of clutch points at the end for Chloe Rice.
Boy, it sure was. And actually, pretty good free throw shooting by both teams coming down the stretch as well. So you saw good, clean basketball, and you're right. It's two seniors led the charge that you would expect to lead the charge coming down the stretch for both teams.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one. A Marion victory. The Indians now 17-0 and 11-0 in the WAMAC West. And the Indians... As Steve sees one of his former players. The Indians now with a two-game lead in the WAMAC West, and that's going to be pretty hard to catch up in this one. For the Indians, they had two and double figures. Chloe Rice leading the way. The 5'10 ended up with 17 points tonight, and of those 17, ended up with 9 there coming down the stretch. 10 points for Kaba Lauby tonight. Ended up with a couple of three-pointers to go along with a two-pointer and two out of three from the free throw line. Riley Wright with 9. Had a big driving bucket in the second half of this one. 5 points for Mia Lauby in the ball game tonight. Also for Marion, 3 points for Leah Van Welden. Maddie Knapp had three. Riley right off the bench had nine. And Sophie Ouellette and Ella Van Welden each chip in with three. Center point Urbana, they fall to 15-3 and 9-2 in the WOMAC. Two in double figures, Allison Woolridge and Callan Fox. Woolridge had 26 to lead all scorers tonight. Had five field goals, one of those a three, but she lived at the free throw line in this particular game. I'm going to count them all, and hopefully I get them all right. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 19 free throw attempts tonight. Was 15-19 from the stripe for Allison Woolridge. Callan Fox, as you said, great second half. Ended up with a dozen. 5 points for Adriana Catcher. Olivia Brecht had five, and Madison Wilson had two for CPU. Turnovers, center point Urbana had 13. Marion had 13. And the big one of the big keys of this game, bench scoring. Marion's outscored center point Urbana 21-2 coming off the bench.
Well, and they've been doing that all year, especially to do it again tonight. That was a big, big difference.
Yep, and also tonight, free throw shooting. Center point Urbana was 21 of 30 in the ball game, while Marion tonight, 15 of 20, so right at 75%. Each team had 10 two-point goals. Marion had three more three-point goals in the ball game than center point Urbana did. And you're listening to high school girls basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. And how about the rebounding totals?
Well, rebounding tonight, again, it was all Marion. Marion had 17 defensive rebounds, 12 offensive for a total of 29. Centerpoint had 15 defensive and 7 offensive for a total of 21. So, and a lot of those just aggressive loose balls that Marion got, too. So, but Marion did a really nice job on the boards.
We talked in the pregame how these teams would play with a game on the line in the fourth quarter. They haven't had to go through that a whole lot this year. And I say for the most part, Courtney Lobby's not going to be happy with the way they handled the press. That's going to be the one thing that they're going to work on coming out of this.
Well, yeah, and if your team's scouting them down the road for future scout, which teams are starting to do, they're going to see this game off huddle and say, you know what, we can press this team a little bit. They haven't seen it much, and they got rattled a little bit. So that's something that he'll have to work on and be concerned, because they may not see that the rest of the year.
We're awaiting Corby Lauby making his way out and get a word with him.
He worked hard. He was full of sweat.
He was.
I see him now, so looks like he's on our way. And before I forget, your fan club from the southwest side, Cedar Rapids, are in the garage listening to you tonight. Said you're doing a fantastic job.
Nothing about you, though, right?
No, never.
And Corby Lauby with a handshake with some of the folks from Center Point Urbana. I think everybody got their money's worth in this one tonight.
Oh, boy, I think everybody definitely got their money's worth and then some.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get out of there that easily.
Yeah.
You had to towel off, right?
Oh, gosh, I'm so sweaty. I'm kind of like that coach for Virginia Tech. I should have changed my shirt at halftime.
When did the tie lead? That's what we wanted to know.
I think we went down one. I took it off. I needed a change. I'm not superstitious usually, but I felt like I needed to do something.
So that was the key tonight. We had other keys, so that was the key.
I feel like it was a big part of
it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I really do.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
I tell you what, we talked about it, these two teams. You haven't had a lot of four-quarter games this year, and how you were going to respond, how CPU was going to respond.
Yep.
And for the most part, I think, aside from handling the pressure, which you're probably not real happy about,
right.
I thought both teams did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I thought we were ready for that. We worked on the 1-2-1 one out of free throws in practice, and we looked pretty good. But we sure didn't there in the end. But give them credit. You know, they really were making plays at the end. You had Allie making big plays at the end, senior. Chloe comes down and gets an and-one, makes a big play at the end. So it's a pretty much traditional battle. These girls, what people haven't seen is they've been doing this. Like most of these girls have played the last 8 years against each other. And even junior high, I guess. I mean, so they know it may not look pretty, but I think it's because each team knows what they're going to do individually and as a team. So it might look ugly on the outside, but really it's because both teams are really in tune with what the other does.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And CPU got that lead. You guys came back. Your bench really came through tonight, 21-2, outscoring center pointer Urbana's bench. But Riley Wright came in despite a little bit of foul trouble. She did a good job. Ella Van Welden hit a big three. You had three threes off of offensive rebounds that were really big in this game.
Yeah, I mean, second chance points are big in games like this. And I guess we don't really even talk about, someone said a second five, and we're like, we don't really have a second five. We just, the rules make us start five people, so we have to start five. But really, we feel like our 10, 11 girls, you know, and even, you know, all the way down the line through our JV, we have a lot of really good players. So we really trust them, and that's what kind of makes us tough. I think we have different girls step up in different games. And I think Coach Dozer and I talked about that before the game.
When it came down to the end, though, you went with Chloe Rice.
Yeah.
A couple of clear outs and just let her go.
Yeah, absolutely, because you could see what was coming. And I'm clearing them out, and I'm like thinking, CPU, you better keep someone in the house. Because
yeah.
And she finished, and she had a silent. How do you have a silent, what, 17 points?
Right.
And boy, she came down the stretch and really made some big buckets.
She did. We ran just a simple high ball screen with her and Kaba. We really felt like it makes it a little tough because we have just Kaba pick and pop off that. So if they hedge out and help, she's going to kick it back to Kaba for a three. And if they don't, that girl has to stick, and it's tough for them to stay locked in.
That's tough to defend.
Yeah.
That's
so
tough to defend.
And if they switch it, we kind of go run right back the other way and keep stick with it. So, you know, we have enough shooters in the perimeter where Chloe, if somebody did help, you know, we pitch it to somebody and hopefully have a three-point look too.
Well, you know, and center point, you know, but you knew – both of you would pick your spots and changing things up a little bit. You guys changed a little different type of zone look. And talk a little bit about their press and kind of how your kids.
Because
you haven't seen that because of your scores. You haven't seen that.
We had two timeouts, and it was midway through the fourth. So I kind of trusted it maybe too much because I thought if we called timeout, I felt like we had the lead, that would leave us with one timeout with like 4 minutes left. And I felt like I wanted to have another one there, and I thought, we'll figure this out. I really felt like we'd get some layups over the top because they really gambled with a lot of girls in the
front
court.
They did up front. They put it all in the front court.
But it's like an eyelash away from us getting a layup or a wide-open shot in the other end.
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, there's a few adjustments. That's kind of on us coaches. We worked on it in practice, but we just didn't execute it here. And I think they just did a good job. They really did.
Yep, and now more than likely a division championship. You've been sharing it, so I know the girls at the end of that game, boy, they looked joyous.
Yeah. The conference championships, we really value that, and so we have some more work to do, but this puts us in the driver's seat for that. We talked about that. And also, you know, if you drop down to 2, 3, or 4, you know, that could be a little bit tougher team you play in regionals. So that was important, and then the conference title.
And who knows, you may play a third game.
I know.
I hope there is a third game.
It would be great. I really do too, because that means both teams are down the state tournament.
Right.
I mean, I don't think we'll see them in regionals unless something wacky happens. But, I think that would be awesome, you know, to see. Be another great game.
Yeah, and a lot of respect between the two teams and
absolutely.
Fans and every. It was great to see this place nearly packed tonight.
Yeah, nothing but respect for Center Point. They're a great team, well coached. We were fortunate to get a few more points, but you know they could easily won that game, and it was just we were lucky enough to come out on top tonight.
Well, and it was a game of runs. We said there's going to be small runs throughout this game, and it was. And both teams handled both runs, you know, for the most part.
Right.
And you guys built on 12. And your girls didn't rattle. They got back and kept fighting and took advantage of some open, not so much open, but just fighting the lane and finishing. And that's things you like to see girls do is finish. And you finish towards the end, and that's what makes you guys a great team.
Well, you got good players and tough kids. And so do they. You know, they made a bunch of free throws down the stretch. And Allie made a lot of shots and plays down the stretch. And so it's fun to see kids play at a high level. You know, that's what people wanted to come see tonight. So,
and we got a good game, and it was well played by both teams. It really was.
Well, appreciate you guys coming. So,
appreciate you having us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
It'll be a little more relaxing for me.
Yes.
See you guys. Thank you,
Corby Lauby, head coach of the Marion Indians. They get the win tonight, 53-50 here over Center Point Urbana. Just a fantastic. Girls basketball game in this one here tonight. And We need to pick our Rain or Door player of the game, and it's brought to you by the Rain or Door Company. And a lot of people we can get with, but I think we got to go with Chloe Rice.
I agree. I think towards the stretch, she's, you know, again, how do you have silent 17 points? That's even dumb to say. And, boy, she just chipped away. And when you needed a bucket, she got it. When you needed a free throw, she got it. And, yeah, I totally agree.
Two games tonight, and congratulations, by the way, to Chloe Rice, our Rain or Door player of the game in this one. And we had two great matchups tonight in girls basketball, and neither one disappointed. In our other contest tonight on the South Gym, Cedar Falls held off West 62-58 tonight.
Wow.
That is six losses now for West High.
Yeah, and you thought they'd have maybe two or three.
And they have the number one team in, Kansas or something like that coming yet.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
Or Illinois, one of them, and another big one right there. So very good. West will be there when the smoke clears, however.
Well, and I tell you what, Scott, we should see a lot of representation at state this year from our side of the state. And that's they put themselves in that position right now. So, and with West losing, Scott, that knocks them down a little bit farther and see how things will go off for there. But I think Cedar Rapids, Eastern Iowa is going to be well represented as we get closer to state.
Yeah. Well, what a night. What a crowd and what a game. Too bad somebody had to drop
this. Because you wish for overtime on this, because that's what the game felt like. It was just a one-possession game, and that's what we thought this game would be, and it was just tremendous.
Yep. And final score, Marion wins it tonight 53-50 over the Storm and Pointers of Center Point, Urbana. Big thanks to Ben back in the studio, and a big thanks to everybody for tuning in. A big thanks to all our great sports-minded boosters. Steve, we'll see you believe next week.
Yeah, I think next week. Looking forward to it, and I hope it's just as good as this. It won't get much better than this.
Yeah. It's going to wrap things up here tonight from Marion. Again, our final score, this Wamac Conference Western Division title matchup tonight. It was the Marion Indians, number one in 4A, defeating number five in 4A Center Point Urbana tonight, 53-50. For Steve Dozer, I'm Scott Unash saying so long from Marion, and have a great weekend.
Go right after Krzyzewski, especially on the recruiting trail.
The Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 3 Eastern on the ESPN app and on the SEC Network.